Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella and Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
And welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill coughs on the air. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how to create equity from a real estate acquisition. This is near and dear to my heart, and it's Friday, and I cannot wait to talk about this.
Oh, good. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to cough in everybody's ears.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's okay. Free.
Kevin asks, I'm looking for a title company that will issue me just a title policy without having to pay escrow. I called First American Title, Chicago Title, and a few others, but they all say the same thing. They tell me that in California, they will only do title if escrow is involved. The property's in San Bernardino, California. Thanks in advance for the help. Well, one of our members already chimed in a little bit. It's kind of a comment. Nat said, good luck. Let me know if you find one. Yep. I've never heard of one that doesn't include escrow.
Yeah,
and I hear that.
So it turns out and I agree with that too.
Yeah.
So we're going to solve it.
Yep.
Like we solve everything. We put together a website called TitleMind.com. And if you go to that website, you'll see when the launch date is. It hasn't been launched yet, but there's a countdown to the website launch. And long story short, you type in the address or the state, county, and APN. You put it in, just like you put something into Google, and somebody closes your deal. And it's way, way cheaper than going to First American or anything else. We have cut a deal with a national title company. This is the future.
Just going to get title policies.
You can choose.
You can do both.
You can choose to just get a title policy to satisfy your own mind. You can choose to full-blown escrow with it, or you can choose just escrow and no title. It's pretty cool. I wish I had this when I started.
Oh, I know.
Man, I'm telling you, how much money have we probably wasted
on
retail value title policies?
Exactly.
How many trees died?
Right. Oh, my gosh.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, how to create equity from real estate acquisitions. Okay. I just have to say how much I love this.
Good.
So it used to be that you would create equity by developing real estate. So you take a piece of land, you put a shopping mall on top of it, and you release the thing out to a bunch of retail outlets, and bang, now you've created equity because the raw value of the land itself and the building costs, let's say, just for fun, $10 million. Now you have a revenue stream, and the capitalization rate yields $20 million, let's say.
Right.
And you sell it.
Right.
That's the whole game. That's what real estate developers do. They develop it, lease it up, and sell it on a cap rate. They've created, in that example, $10 million worth of equity. I give you this for thought. You and I, and any listener here, can do the exact same thing without all the headaches. All you got to do is buy it for less than it's worth. You buy a 40-acre property for $4,000 or $8,000 or $10,000, and you sell it for $20,000. You did the exact same thing it took that real estate developer to do in years. You buy a ranch in Santa Barbara for $800,000. You sell it for $1.2 million. You've created $400,000 worth of equity by signing your name twice. This is a short show.
It is.
Your nails are great.
No, thanks. I'm like, well, I'm sitting here thinking, what, without choking? I got this silly cough. I have this tickle in my throat. But I'm like, what can I really
I could kiss
add?
It, kiss it out of you.
to this. Thanks. Whoa.
Is that yucky or good? I don't know.
I don't know. That might be kind of yucky. Yes.
You never know with women, you know?
It's a little
sometimes
yucky.
Sometimes they think it's yucky. Sometimes they think it's romantic. It's really just a dice roll for a guy.
It is not a moving target.
Is it?
No. No, if you're talking nice, it's usually going to be received well.
Oh.
Seriously. It involves kissing, it's good.
Okay.
We'll leave it at that.
I don't know. You just said it was yucky.
Well, there's a cough involved.
I'm gonna kiss that anger right out of you.
You should try that.
That's not going to go well.
Wow.
No, when you're real upset, I don't think there's kissing.
Could you imagine? Sweetheart, I'm just going to kiss this drama right out of you.
I can tell you from experience, that's not going to work.
I really want somebody to come home from work and try that with their wives.
It took me 50 years to understand this about women. The best thing you can do is sit there with your hands folded in your lap and listen.
Yeah.
And not talk at all.
Right. Don't give advice.
Yep. Don't give advice. Don't solve the problem. Just sit there and listen. 50 years it took me to understand that.
Yeah. Jeez.
Turns out the women don't want you to solve any problems.
No.
Men want to solve everything.
Right.
No, they just want you to listen.
Uh-huh. That's right.
I went to dinner a year ago one time with a guy, and we were sitting there like eating in the bar area. And there was a table of six women, and they were all talking to each other, and no one was listening. They were all facing each other and talking.
Oh.
But women can talk and listen at the same time.
Yes, that's true.
Guys can't do that.
No, yeah. Is that confusing to you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You either talk or listen.
Got it.
That's why I have a podcast, because I don't have to listen.
That is true, because you could sit there and watch a group of women, and like one could be talking to her, the first person to her left.
Yep.
And she's hearing the conversation to the person to her right at the same time, and she'll pause and comment and go right back to what she was saying to the other person. It's really funny.
Let's parlay this into acquisition somehow. Like, do you think because of this talent, you're better at acquisitions than, let's say, any given guy?
Yeah.
I think so, too. I really do.
Yeah, because you know what? I can read between the lines sometimes, too. I really can. When I'm talking to sellers, I can hear, maybe, I don't know if it's me, too, but I can hear little things like, oh, they really do want to sell. And when they're telling you they don't want to sell, they do want to sell. They're just waiting for you to say the right thing or the right price or something.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you about this because we're buying 180 properties in Southern Arizona. They're RV / mobile home lots, which is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've been talking to the seller a few times now, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's in his voice? You know, is he a seller? Is he not a seller? I mean, because you negotiated maybe the greatest deal we've ever done.
He did want to sell. He just wanted to hear it was going to be really easy. That was a lot of his concern.
Easy.
Yes. You have to uncover whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
So for him, it was the ease of the transaction and how fast he can have a check.
Well, heck.
Right?
That's what we built a business on that.
I know. So, and that's
I want to buy him faster than he wants to sell him.
And it's not necessarily about the price. It's just how fast can I cash out and be done and how easy and like, oh,
you're
going to do all the work.
Here's the terms of
this deal. Yeah.
This is the takeaway from this show. It's about 180, 179 properties. We're buying them for $300 each, and we're just selling them for about $1,500 each-ish. Let's just say 15. Well, let's just use round numbers.
Mm-hmm.
180 properties, and we're going to sell them for $1,500 to $2,000 each, probably for cash.
Mm-hmm.
That's $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about creating equity. This is the topic today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to create over $300,000 for a, the purchase price, I think it's $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's like 300 times, it's like $60,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's less than 60, it's like 50 grand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. It is.
That's how you create equity from a real estate acquisition. So, and, you know, it's such a simple concept, but it needs to get discussed. Somebody left a message on our website and said, thank you, Captain Obvious. Did you see that?
Seriously?
Yeah, because it was under, we did a show a long time ago, you and I, called The Two Reasons That Property
Doesn't Sell.
Property Doesn't Sell.
Yeah.
And the two reasons are, it's either priced incorrectly.
Right.
Or you're not, it's not, it's reaching for sale, but it's not reaching the right buyers.
Exactly.
And he said, thank you, Captain Obvious.
I think that's fantastic.
So do I. You know what? I would love.
That's a compliment.
That's what I think. Every show we do is just, if we can just point out super, super simple sixth grade stuff.
I want to get a shirt that says Captain Obvious. That's awesome.
This concept today on this show, creating equity from acquisitions, it needs to be pointed out.
It's being truthful too. You know, I love that. You know, this is so interesting. Why do people try to make things difficult?
I don't know, Jill.
That's the funny part. It is obvious. It is true. You buy it right, mark it up, sell it, have a nice day. Why do we have to make it so difficult?
Make a ton of money.
Right.
Like in the show yesterday, we were talking about net present value. And all right, so maybe that's complicated to some people. Here, I'll uncomplicate it for you. Buy the property for $10,000 and sell it for $20,000. Mm-hmm. You created equity.
Exactly.
If you want to be complicated about it, buy, put a shopping mall on it and spend 2 years of your life at contractors.
Right.
Or you can just buy a ranch for half and sell it the next week.
Right. Exactly.
By sending mail out. That's what this whole thing is all about. That's what landinvestors.com is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Creating equity from inexpensive real estate acquisitions.
And
there's
how do we do that?
Nothing else to say.
Using data and our tools, you buy it right.
That's it.
Next. Captain Obvious. That's so good.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I have something funny
to
say.
You're Mrs. Obvious, then. If I'm Captain Obvious.
You want to hear something really funny? My brother.
You're Colonel Obvious.
My brother. You will totally get this and you will love this. My brother gave my mom a nickname.
Oh, no.
Along these same lines a long time ago. He used to call her Captain Random.
I remember this. I love Captain Random.
That's what he was called. Our mom.
Why? Did she just do random stuff?
Yes.
Like what? Give me an example.
It's so much fun to make fun of our parents. She will just walk around. And oh God, I know she doesn't listen to this show, so it's all good. But I you know what? And in her defense, I am sure that I do the same thing now. But just things just pop into your head.
And she just says stuff?
Yeah.
No, you don't, Jill.
Okay, thank you. But
if you did, I would tell you.
But he did come up with Captain Random, and I just thought that was just so funny. So that was a long time ago.
She just walk around and say stuff like, I like purple. Is that what happens?
I don't know. It would just be like different weird things, and yeah.
The spaghetti's undercooked.
Yeah.
Just random stuff.
So well,
like,
she
like Tourette's, well, but rated G.
But because, you know, her mind was thinking quickly, and it would just come up. She would be in, you know, I'm sure a lot of women do this. And I'm sure I'm not alone here. I mean, I'm
You're
sure I do it too.
You're going to get emails because of that.
I'm going to get it. But I'm sure I do, because we'll be thinking about something and something else will pop in our head and you'll go, oh, speaking of spaghetti,
yeah.
When we take this trip next year, you know, it's like that.
I got a funny real estate story. So real early in my career, I was a commercial real estate broker and I bought and sold nursing homes and long-term care facilities, which is how all this mess started. I was in Detroit and I drove to Milwaukee because we sold a property. The property was owned by a nonprofit religious organization called the Jewish Home for the Aged. And we were selling it to, I was brokering the deal, we sold it to a Christian organization, for-profit Christian organization, literally for-profit.
Okay.
And so, I mean, you want to talk about a comedy of errors.
Oh.
The closing took place. That was the last in-person closing I ever did.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's a reason that real estate agents don't let the buyers and the sellers talk to each other.
Oh, got it.
So the closing took 2 weeks. I'm not exaggerating. In the basement of this facility, and it all came down to like listing every single resident and their paraphernalia and they're gonna remove this religion from the wall. I mean, it was not about the real estate deal at all.
Oh,
it was about the nonprofit's mission.
To
make
it
sure
was
that
an emotional,
yes.
Not a financial.
So Captain Random here.
Yeah.
The woman that was running the thing, just, I mean, the biggest scatterbrain there ever was. She would just, we would be talking about something and she would just say, oh, and Mrs. Claire's, you know, crucifix has to be removed. And so it was just 2 weeks of that.
That's hilarious.
But even her lawyer was like, I can't take this anymore. She's nuts. Never do an in-person closing. That's the takeaway from that.
I love it.
Just do what we used to call then FedEx. They were FedEx closings then.
Oh, that's good. Okay. All right. Well, Captain Obvious, let's go have a good weekend.
You too. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.